What's up? What's good? What's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Rocky Relations, the podcast, with your host, DJ Rock Michelle. We're diving into all the rocky relationships we have and uncovering the solutions within each other's experiences. Family, friends, work, home, and race related. In one area or another, we are all able to connect. Now sit back, relax, and let's get it rocking. Coronavirus affects us all, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It reminds us that we are one world, one team, one race, the human race. The effects of COVID-19 have affected every single life in one way or another. And that reminds us that the one thing we can count on is each other. Stay home, stay safe, check on each other, and spread love. We will get through this together, one world. What's up? What's good? What's popping, y'all? So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, whenever time you're listening to this beautiful podcast with my beautiful fans, my beautiful people. Okay, let's get right into it. So I wanted to talk about self-esteem today. More than anything, I feel like self-esteem is probably one of the most important tools that you can have in this lifetime to become successful. A lot of people want to talk about all the other things, but the most important is self-esteem, because what you feel about yourself tells other people what to feel about you. Self-esteem is the confidence in your own worth and abilities. And this heavily influences your choices and decisions throughout the day. Because if you don't have faith in what you're capable of doing, or if you can't convince somebody that you're able or you're capable of delivering something, then what's the point? One thing that I do that helps me with my self-esteem, especially over the past year, is speaking about positive affirmations. I didn't talk nicely to myself. No one ever taught me this. So it's something that I have now incorporated into my day daily. And it's something that I incorporate to my children's day daily. We start our day with our affirmations. I need you to tell me what kind of day you're gonna have. I need you to tell me what kind of person you're gonna be today. And I kid you not, of course, quarantine is going on and all that, but when school was in, every morning that I had these kids say their affirmations, they had a great day. Every single morning where I might not think about it, or we're rushing, or anything else became more important than that, I was getting a call from that school. Whether it was not necessarily the kids acting out or anything, but it was just like, you know, today wasn't her day. Or, you know, this incident happened today and she got really upset, or she got really frustrated. It's just, I feel like the days that we say our affirmations, everything comes out way smoother, because we're telling the universe what we're going to have that day. We're not just accepting what's thrown our way. And I feel like if other people would live by this and kind of incorporate this into their day, it would definitely make a difference. Trust me. Listen to me when I tell you. Where I was at this time last year, let's just talk for a second. I want to get real with y'all. So this time last year, in about the beginning of April, I was in a situation where I didn't have a job. I had to make a decision. I wanted to go back to school, but I didn't want to go for pharmacy. I didn't want to go for anything that wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. All I knew all my life is that my career will have something to do with music. It's the only thing that makes me happy, no matter what, changes my mood. No one can change my mood while I'm listening to it or singing. So that was something I always knew would be a part of my life. Fast forward to last year. I'm Ubering every day, dropping my kids off, Ubering all day to come up with enough money to stay in a hotel room, because I had no help. I've raised my kids by myself. I don't care what anybody tells you, but if I had help, me and my kids would not have been staying in a hotel room. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. Back to just that situation. I felt the lowest I have ever felt in my entire life. I am bringing my two children that I have brought into this world, and I am not capable of providing shelter for at that moment. I have to smile and bear and grin the whole situation, show them that nothing's wrong when everything's wrong, make them feel my energy is balanced when it's completely unbalanced. That was the hardest time of my life. But that is when I started looking at myself in the mirror. because I would get so angry. As soon as I would drop them off, I would start crying. I would have to go and let my cry out before I could even pick up my first passenger. That's real, okay? Because as a mom, sometimes you just got, as a parent, I'm not even going to do this gender specific, role specific thing, because there's situations for everybody all across the world that are different. There are some dads that are feeling this way, but as a parent, when you know that this is your sole responsibility, at least for me, some parents can live their life and go on, you know, like nothing's wrong. I can't be comfortable living life, being happy, spending money frivolously, or doing anything that doesn't help and progress my family. By my family, I mean my children and their future. So I started writing. I've always been a writer, always had journals. I probably got journals long lost out here. I always said that, like, someone's gonna someday, when I become famous, someone's gonna find my journals and start publishing them, because if they know it's me, most of the time I would just write with no purpose. I would just write what was pouring out of me. And that's why a lot of my writing had no direction, because I was so angry for so long and I felt so neglected and not confident in myself. So a lot of my writing would just be all my emotions spewing out. I started changing the direction of my writing. When I started writing down affirmations, I started writing down positive things about myself. I started being nice to myself. And I know it's easier said than done. Of course, yeah, I'm nice to myself. No, a lot of us are not nice to ourselves. As soon as we mess up, oh, see, da 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 da, blah, blah, blah. No, that is not the way, okay? I feel like we recognize our own faults more than we recognize our own strengths. The reason we're in this world is because each and every last one of us are different. So if you can't recognize your own strengths to upsell to the next human being, and when I say that, I mean each human interaction is for a purpose. I don't care if it's the homeless guy outside the store. I don't care if it's the little kid asking for change down the street. Okay, and what I mean by that is every single human interaction, if someone is talking to you, giving their energy to you, looking you in your face, even a simple smile, something like that brightens someone else's day. There's no need to be rude. There's no need to be mean. I've seen people look people right in their face and just keep on walking, or even get mad that, why are they looking at me? I don't understand that. I am here on this earth for the human connection. I am solely here to see how and why I am here and meant to connect with anyone else. If a lot of y'all lived y'all life like that, I think you would have less expectations from a human, which I feel like is very unrealistic. So I can never sit up and tell anyone that I have it figured out. I'm not gonna make mistakes. I'm a perfect person. No one is. We're all gonna make mistakes. We're all figuring this thing out as we go. And then the person that figures it out, they then go into the afterlife, and then we still have to still figure it out because they haven't told us anything, or they can't. You know, we have to search for that in our dreams and in our feelings. So I just wanted to share this today because I am a prime example. You can manifest your reality. I told myself last year this time that my life was about to change. I was about to be happy. I'm going to go to school and complete the field that I want. I'm not going for nobody else. I'm going for myself. I told him once I started going to school for myself, everything changed. Opportunity after opportunity after opportunity presented itself. This podcast, I didn't even want to do a podcast. I didn't want to do radio. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to figure out, show me how to do everything, and I'll decipher what it is that I want to do. Once I completed media school, we learned radio, TV, and broadcasting, the ins and the outs, on-air, production, programming. We learned it all. That was the best thing that I have ever done to or for myself in my entire life. After that, I ended up getting a job at the radio station just from doing one internship with them. Well, actually two. I did Summer Jam and turned around and did the AA walk literally at 5 o'clock the next morning after leaving Summer Jam at about midnight. So that alone is probably what got me the job. Just my initiative, showing my work ethic, showing that, yes, I'm tired, but this is where I want to be. This is what I want to do, okay? So in this industry, you got to know how to keep it moving. You can't party last night and then get up, cancel everything today. You got to keep it moving. You have to keep it moving. So that was me testing myself. Lo and behold, it was a test for the universe too, because everybody was paying attention. And sure enough, I got offered a job just from challenging myself and doing what I know I'm capable of doing. That's one quality that I do have. I have a very strong work ethic, but it has to be something that I love. I'm gonna work hard, and that's been my problem. I've been working in hospitals and working in pharmacies over 10 years for someone else's hospital to make money, for someone else's business to prosper, and I work hard. When I tell you, I'm that person that's going home and that's pissed at everybody else that ain't did shit today. I'm that person. Because I've had to pick up their slack, because no one's going to come behind me and say that a whole shift of people were lazy. It's my work ethic. I can't look someone in the face and tell them I'm going to do this job for them. They're going to pay me to do it. And then as soon as they walk away, I'm going to sit up and kick my feet up. That's not me. I'm the type of person, I'm going to get the job done. I'm going to get everything done as efficiently as I can. Then I can chill. Then I'm going to talk my bullshit, and I'm going to come around and you know, I still love to be social, but at the same time, there's a time and a place. And I feel like once people can decipher that, success comes. Trust me, success follows. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Rocky Relations, the podcast, with your host, yours truly, DJ Rock Michelle. I just wanted to specifically thank all of my supporters, everyone who's been listening, giving me feedback. I'm looking at my insights, and I have supporters not only in the United States, but we're in Germany, Canada, Ireland, Australia, and Sweden. We're on 10 different platforms, so please tell a friend to tell a friend. Whatever way you choose to listen to your podcast, we're there.